You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It's time for the opening drive.
Okay, Dan, so I'll let you take it from here. I have thoughts on Kevin Warren, as we said, the Big Ten commissioner, who is reported by Pete Thamel at ESPN to be somebody in the mix as a finalist for the Bears president job. What was your immediate reaction when you saw the news?
Yeah, so I wish I could tell you I was surprised, but I wasn't. As I was casting lines earlier in the fall around the league trying to get a sense for some of the names that might be popping up. And I had a prominent league source not connected with Kevin bring Kevin's name up and say that, you know, with his depth of NFL experience, you mentioned him being in the Vikings organization for upwards of 15 years as an executive in that front office, what he's done with the Big Ten. And then also notably during his time in Minnesota, he was instrumental in the process that the Vikings organization went through in putting together a stadium plan and getting US Bank Stadium built to replace the Metrodome. And so when you see the state that the Bears are currently in and you understand what some of their priorities are going forward for the organization, there's things about this that make sense. Now, again, this is just a report of one candidate here and one finalist. We don't know if Kevin Warren will get the job. We don't know what some of the sub layers to this are, but certainly there are some things that are attractive. And if you're Kevin Warren, it's certainly attractive to know you wouldn't have to move your family from wherever he lives here near the Big Ten to come to work in Lake Forest instead.
The Bears don't always respond to reports, as we know from covering them for years, but they did issue a statement, and Ted Phillips was referenced in that statement. And here it is from the report on ChicagoTribune.com. We have not set a timeline for announcing Ted Phillips' successor. Our search team has cast a wide net, spoke to many outstanding candidates, and looks forward to introducing our next president and CEO at the process's conclusion. End of quote. Dan, I think it will be sooner rather than later. I would think maybe in a month to 6 weeks. Is that a realistic timetable? Do you have anything else to add in terms of when they will make this
pick? Yeah, look, yeah, that should be a realistic timetable, to be honest with you, David. Obviously, Ted Phillips made his announcement public in early September that he was going to be stepping down from his role as team president and CEO at the end of this season. He later gave a specific date to that and said February 28th was the last day in the building, right? And so you have that bridge now that you have to build and cross if you're an organization to try to get Ted's successor in there. Colleen Kane, my colleague at the Tribune, had a chance in the early fall to sit down with George and Ted and talk a little bit about the search process. And you would hope now, here we are, you know, almost 4 months later, at a state where they should have made pretty good progress. They should have it pretty well narrowed down. And then with Nolan Partners, who's the search firm that has been helping them along, they should be able to get this thing across the finish line.
And it was during that interview with Colleen Kane when she asked George McCaskey about what he was looking for in the list of qualities in the next president. He said this, quote, leadership, vision, humility, consensus building. You look at the qualities of outstanding leaders, and we think we're going to be able to bring in an exceptional candidate to succeed Ted and lead the Bears. One benefit of that type of experience, he said, referencing the kind of the past that maybe Warren has, but others as well. One benefit of that type of experience is you get a little intel on how other organizations work. So that's helpful. And I will leave it at that. George McCaskey in September.
Yeah. A footnote to all of this is that when I spoke with some folks in the Vikings organization who obviously know Kevin very well and kind of floated his name when the Bears played up there in October, one of the thought processes there was that Kevin Warren makes a pretty good chunk of change from the Big Ten right now. He's obviously also just negotiated this landmark TV rights deal that's going to be worth in excess of $1 billion a year for the conference. And so you're very curious to know exactly what the compensation numbers are for the Chicago Bears, right? Okay. You don't leave a $6 million a year job for a $2 million a year job or whatever you're willing to pay your team president. So who knows what that factor is going to be in this as the search continues.
So let me take what we just said up to this point. Okay, I'm putting it in a box. That's the compartment A. That's the information. Okay, I'm going to open this box, and this compartment B that's where you get the opinion and maybe the insight into this. And you're exactly right. This is what I think about Kevin Warren, as mentioned, as a team president for the Chicago Bears, or somebody who was a finalist for the job. I think the Chicago Bears probably need Kevin Warren. I don't doubt that at all. I do wonder how badly Kevin Warren feels like he would need the Chicago Bears. I don't know that it's a better job, and I don't know what Kevin Warren wants. I think anybody in that position has to prioritize their values, and maybe he considers himself somebody who is more suited for professional sports and professional football, although college sports have become a very similar thing to that. But you're talking about a guy who, as the commissioner of the Big Ten, before they added UCLA and USC and opened up the Western Corridor.
Right.
Before that happened, in 2020, I think USA Today reported that Kevin Warren earned over $4 million as the commissioner of the Big Ten. My sense is that in the last 2 years, that has probably gone up with the inflation of college sports. My sense, in addition to that, is it will continue to increase as the Big Ten, which is the most lucrative conference in all of college sports, he oversees that conference. Why in the world would he want to leave that and what that brings him in terms of a salary to go work for an organization that is a $4 billion enterprise? But team presidents, as we know, Dan, aren't typically paid in that stratosphere.
Well, right. And I'd be very curious to know if the Bears would even consider getting anywhere near that ballpark with that strategy, with that compensation. To your question about what would draw you to this job, that's an open-ended one. And there's a few possible answers to that. And one is maybe you feel like your draw to the NFL is pretty significant and you spent a lot of time in the league and you miss it and you feel like, man, I want to get back into that world. Maybe you see an opportunity to be a guy who elevates a once storied franchise that has hit new depths and new lows in the last, 10, 20, 25 years. And you see the challenge and like many coaches do, the potential rewards of lifting that back to states of glory that have not been experienced around here since I was a child, since you were a child. And so there may be some of that to that. It's going to be really interesting when this process winds down to kind of get some more insight into how it unfolded and what the mutual attraction was between whoever the Bears hire and whoever George and the Bears, right? And what that leadership group is. As we know right now, George McCaskey is overseeing general manager Ryan Poles. That was a role he took on when Ted announced, at least privately made it clear last winter that he didn't want to be in that role anymore. And so you wonder, does this new team president come in and have a role in overseeing the general manager and being a sounding board and being somebody that can be in that role? Is this someone that needs to have a heavy football background? The Bears have said, look, we're not going to lock into, we need someone with a heavy business background. We need someone with a football background. We're going to go find the best candidate and make them work for this organization. All of these things are an interesting sort of combination of factors that lead them down a path to making a decision, David, that I think you and I would agree is more significant than it may seem, because the institutional failures in this organization over the last quarter century go up. They go up and they go up and they go up the chain. And you want to get that rectified as soon as humanly possible with people that are as highly qualified and competent in those roles as humanly possible.
And that reality makes the job much less appealing than the tradition of it. And it is a legacy job, but it is also a complicated job. And it's only going to get more complicated because, number one, your priority list is something that isn't even complete yet. But it begins with the stadium project and whether or not you're going to stay at Soldier Field unlikely,
no.
Or go down the road to Arlington Heights and do for the Bears what the Vikings have done, what the Rams have done, what other organizations have done, and what Kevin Warren, frankly, might be a specialist at, if you will. So there are a lot of things, but there's also the inevitable succession issues that are going to be confronting the McCaskey family at some point in time for the next president. You have to look at this job as one that you don't take for a year and a half.
Right.
If you project out and you're going to be there for a decade, these are the kind of realities that you're going to have to confront before they happen. So there are a lot of things in play for Kevin Warren to consider if indeed he is at the front of the list or a finalist and gone down the road. Whoever takes the job has got to understand some of the complexities surrounding it. Not that they wouldn't, but I don't know how that would be in my world and I probably do prefer college to pro if I were to, you know, have to check a box. I don't know if that sounds like a better job than the commissioner of the Big Ten.
I would also just say that the world of college sports is becoming increasingly chaotic and increasingly more complex. And nobody has a really good feel on how some of these complicated issues within college sports will resolve themselves or at least become moderated to some extent with everything that's happened with the transfer portal and NILs and college athletes being paid and all of the chaos that has ensued. And so, you know, who knows? Who knows how that factors into a candidate's mindset and what they're looking at as they eye a future and eye stability and eye things of that nature. Really going to be fascinating. And listen, for all of our sakes, for all of us selfishly on the beat who spent last January tracking 25 candidates interviewing for coaching and general manager positions, I promise you, I speak for the entire room that's just to my left over here inside House Hall and saying the faster the Bears can get a team president hired, the more thankful that the beat core will be that's not something that they have to chase for an entire offseason.
Absolutely true. And when it happens, we will be right here at the Take the North podcast to give you all the information and opinions you want.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.